welcome. You are tuned into the Spiritual Warfare broadcast, where we will take you in an in-depth look at the Word of God. Let's tune in as Evangelist Wonder Bell takes you further into the Word of God.
We're continuing to talk about building strong faith. This is what our lesson is about. It's about building strong faith. We're teaching on how to get your faith strong and how to get your faith elevated so that we can walk in victory over the devil and over all the things that the devil is putting before us. Our goal is to build strong faith and confidence in God. We want to make sure that we know what faith is and how to operate our daily lives by faith. And we read Isaiah 41 and 10. Now we're going to continue reading the scriptures. And make sure you get your pad and a pencil so that you can write these scriptures down, because we're going to have to actually do these scriptures. We're going to put them into action. After we read them, what faith is and how to have faith in God, then we're going to put it to practice. And we're going to read 2 Timothy 1 and 7. And it says, "For God gave us a spirit, not of fear, but of power and of love and self-control." Now, saints of God, how many knows that today this is the exact thing that we need? We need to know that we should not be fearful, because fear is of the devil. We know that God has not given us, he says in 2 Timothy 1 and 7, God has not given us a spirit of fear. So why are we operating our lives in fear? Why are we walking around fearful of everything? We're fearful of what we're supposed to eat, what we're not supposed to eat. You know, we're fearful of when we go to the doctor, what's going to happen to us? You know, when we get in the car and we're on the highways, we're fearful about having a wreck. You know, we're fearful about all of these things. We're fearful about our children leaving. Husbands and wives are fearful that the husband is going to leave or the wife is going to leave. Or the children is going to get into dope and all kind of illicit sex and stuff like that. We are fearful of a lot of things. And in 2 Timothy 1 and 7, it says, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power. Saints, listen at this. You got to know what God has given us. When you know what God has given us, then you'll have faith to believe in God. You can trust God, because this is his words. This is not my words. This is not your pastor's words. This is not a preacher's words. This is not Satan's word. This word came from God himself. And he gave it through us, through Timothy. And we're going to read 2 Timothy 1 and 7 again. It says, "For God has given us a spirit." He has not given us a spirit of fear. He hasn't given us that spirit. So where is it coming from? It's coming from the devil. Saints, you got to realize one thing, that whatever Satan gives you, God gives you the opposite. If Satan gives you fear, God gives you power, love, and a sound mind. God gives you faith. The opposite of fear is faith. So you got to realize, when Satan comes to you with something idiotic, and if it sounds idiotic, then it is idiotic, and it's of the devil. So whenever he comes to us, and he comes to us with something that's going to make us fearful, then you stop right there and say, "Satan, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I bind this fear that's coming in my mind and in my heart right now. I bind it in the name of Jesus. And I loose the spirit of faith and love and a sound mind in the name of Jesus." Saints, this is how we put the word to work. This is how the faith of the word of God works. You got to talk. You got to say something. If Satan have the nerve to say something to you, you have to say something to him. It's just like David. You know, Goliath kept talking to David. And everything Goliath said to David, David said it right back to him. Goliath said he was going to cut his head off. David said, "I'm going to cut your head off. And I'm going to feed it to the buzzards." They're going to eat off of your head. And then I'm going after your brothers, and I'm going to cut off their heads also. See, and guess what? He did just what he said. And he said, because I'm not coming to you in the name of David or in the name of this one and that one. I'm coming to you in the name of the Lord. We have to go at the devil in the name of the Lord. Don't get it twisted. That story about little David, that's a powerful story. And if we just look at every little bit of the things that's in that story, he said one powerful thing. I'm not coming to you in the name of this and that. And I'm not coming to you in my own might, but I'm coming to you in the name of the Lord. And that was the key right there. And when he rolled that little slingshot backwards and put that rock in it, and when he turned it and he let go, it hit Goliath straight in the middle of the head and killed him right then. A 9-foot giant and a little old short ruddy guy called David did it, but it was in the name of the Lord. He killed lions and he killed bears, but it was in the name of the Lord. And see, we got to learn that we ain't going after stuff in the natural. We can't go after Satan in the natural. We can't go after cancer and diabetes and all this sickness. We can't go after this in the natural because there's not cures for this stuff. Medical science have not found a cure for it. They can medicate you and they can give you medicine, slow down the progress of it, but they can't take it away. But let me tell you something. If you read the word of God, God will take it away, because through Jesus Christ and through the blood, he said, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of our testimony. So, saints of God, this is how we as Christians is going to overcome the devil. We can't overcome him in our own might. He is a spirit. And we have to go after him in the way the Spirit goes after him. And that's the word of God. God will stop Satan in his tracks. He said all we have to do is resist him, because Jesus had already put a thumping on him. Jesus had already took the keys of death, hell, and the grave from Satan. So all we have to do is maintain that victory. And how do we maintain that victory? We got to take the word of God. And we got to use it against the devil. That's the only match for the devil. You can't match him by natural means, because he's not natural. He's a spirit. So if we have to worship God in the spirit and the truth, then we got to fight Satan in the spirit and the truth. The Bible said the weapons of our warfare is not carnal, but it's mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. So when you find a stronghold that Satan has set up in your life, then the only way to get that stronghold out, you got to pray it out. You got to get the word of God and you got to use it in the name of Jesus. And this is a good one to use right now. It says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and power and self-control. See, you have to learn how to control yourself. You can't go off on a tangent and say anything and everything you want to say. You got to speak the word only. Whatever God's word says, saints of God, that's what you have to speak. If God says that you're not to be deceived, don't be deceived, because God is not marked. Whatever man sow, that shall he also reap. If we sow the word of God, guess what we'll reap? We will reap the word of God. We'll reap the benefits of the word of God. So in order to build your faith and have strong faith that you can stand against the wiles of the devil, that you can fight the devil, and in every day of your life, you should be able to fight the devil and you should be able to win. Because God has given us power, love, and a sound mind. And we know that the power of God, there's no match for the power of God. All power belongs to him. Saints of God, all power belongs to God. Don't tremble at the devil. Don't look at the effects of cancer. Don't look at the effects of these diseases, Alzheimer's and mind-altering diseases. Don't look at these things and say, oh my gosh, this is it. Just get your will together. Put your little pajamas on. And then go to bed, and then you know that, okay, I won't wake up this morning because the battle is over. Well, if you give that battle to Satan, honey, he'll take it. That's what his whole mission is. The Bible said he come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And he come to do any old wicked thing he can. Sickness and disease is of the devil. So whilst you sitting down coddling that disease, whilst you sitting down giving all homage and praise to that disease, because, oh, it's nothing that can stop it. I can't get rid of it. The doctors don't have any cure for it. When you're doing all of that, guess what you're doing? You giving the devil the victory, and you giving him your life. Don't do that, saints of God. God has given us precious promises, and Jesus bled, and he had a horrible death, and he bled his life out. The life is in the blood, the Bible says, and we know that down here on earth, the blood is your life. Once you've bled all the life out, you're gone. So we can't just sit and let Satan have all the victory here. When Jesus said, I died for you. I went to the cross for you. I shed my blood for you. Sickness and disease is of the devil. Healing and health is of God. Now just don't be lazy and not try to go after your healing. Don't just give Satan a pass and say, okay, well, pat him on the back and say, well, you won this, Satan. You won this. You know, my life is over because of this sickness. I heard something about some Veronese disease. And I never heard that in all my life. I was listening at the TV the other day, and I heard something about Veronese disease. And I said, my God, they done named it after some person that had it, you know. And here it is on TV, and people that have it is giving praise to, giving the victory to Veronese disease. You can't give the victory to disease. You stand up against it until the end. You give God the victory. God is the one that made you. God is the one that said healing. He said the living bread came down from heaven. Jesus is that living bread. You have to ask, Lord, give us this day our daily bread. Don't be too lazy to pray. Don't be too lazy to ask God for what you need and for what you want. If it's going to take you building your faith up, building strong faith up, so that you can get the things that God has given you. And let me tell you something. It's going to take some prayers. And guess what? It's not going to take all day. Because we know that faith is now. Now faith is. So once we get the word, once we get an understanding of who God is and what he's given us, then we'll be able to put that faith to work immediately. We don't have to wait till tomorrow. Once you get these scriptures and you know what God has given us, you know how faithful God is. You know what he has promised us. And in his word, he said he would do it. Then that, when you get that, then saints of God, you can begin to put it to practice. You can begin to pray the prayers that you have prayed and haven't gotten an answer to. You can pray those prayers again, believing and trusting this God that I'm talking about, and then your prayers will be answered. But it's going to take you believing that you can receive and that you will receive. And this God is faithful that promised. This God is a true God. He doesn't lie. He said, I'm not a man that I should lie, nor the son of man that I should repent. If I said it, I'll do it. And if I spoke it, I'll make it good. This is the promise that he made you. Saints of God, don't let that slip. Don't let Satan take that from you. God has given us precious promises, and he intends for us to have them all, and he intends for us to put all of his word to work. Now I'm going to read Philippians 4 and 13. And this is to you, saints. This is a good one for you. I can do all things through him who strengthened me. See, where is your strength coming from? Your strength is coming from the word of God. This is where your strength comes from, saints. It's not coming from you. This is TV. It's not coming from you going on the computer and learning everything that you can learn about the disease you have. You need to go and learn about who took the disease away. You need to go and learn who's sitting high and is looking low. And he has already provided a way of escape for us from everything that Satan has to throw. Satan has been dethroned.